last week. Of course, the Warren Central Warriors beat Pike 23-6, I believe, was the score. 23-6 was the score. And tell me what you liked about that game. A little dominant win, I say.
Real pleased with the defense. We held them to 52 yards passing and 18 yards rushing. Anytime you can hold somebody under 100 yards of offense for a game, you've had a really good defensive performance. I thought our front four played really well. It's about eight kids we rotate in and out. We had three sacks, six tackles for loss. So I thought we played really good on the back end, too. They threw the ball a bunch. I think the quarterback finally finished the game 6 of 23 for 52 yards. Really good dominant end. We dropped some picks, you know, that would have been big plays when we kind of let them get away. We got to do a better job catching. Offensively, we got on them quick. Opening drive, marched it right down, scored, you know, went for two, made it. We're up 8-0. Next drive, we kind of stalled out, ended up with a field goal, which was our first field goal of the season, so that was good to see. We're actually able to hit one, and which means we're making improvements there. You know, we got a 17-0 lead at half, kind of left a couple scores on the field. We had some new guys starting. You know, we had Anthony Dennison starting at quarterback, freshman. He threw the ball pretty well, threw for over 100 yards and a touchdown, had a touchdown to Jalen Morris. In the third quarter, I believe, that put us up 23-0. And, you know, we gave up the late score late in the game, about 4 minutes to go. The offense fumbled, and they picked it up and scored. But the defense pitched a shutout. We did some decent things on special teams, but not great. Need to be better there, need to be more efficient, need to make plays. I thought we should have blocked two punts, and we just didn't quite execute the way we wanted it done. And so we got to get better there. And obviously we're back on the road for a couple weeks here with two huge tests. One at LN on this Friday, and then the next Friday we go to Carmel.
Yeah, definitely. And as you said, the season is slowly but surely coming down. Three more regular season games still left to play. And like you said, everything was rolling. I say for these past few games, the offense have looked good for the Warriors. Really everything, the wheels starting to roll, but locking in, you know, it's almost there. We're off in the playoff time where, you know, there is no lose and then game after next week. So locking in, what are some improvements that you want to see?
Well, I think our passing game has to improve. We're getting better, but we're just not consistent enough in that facet of the game. I think the run game's good, can be better. We got to be a little more assignment oriented, but it's good. The run game's good. We're averaging almost 6 yards a carry. So I'm pleased that in. I think our defensive back seven need to keep improving on their tackling and alignment and assignment. I really like the way our front four is playing. And when you got kids like Shanklin and Bell and Burris and Finch and those guys, you know, Paris Green, you know, C.J. Snorton, Javon Guess, those are all big-time players. And they're playing really well. I'd like to see our kicking game pick up. You know, we've returned two kicks for touchdowns, two punts for touchdowns. We've blocked some punts. We've blocked some PATs. I get all that, but our lack of consistent play within those special teams worries me long term. You know, we've got 3 weeks till the tournament. You know, we've got a bye week, so really 4 weeks. We've got a bye week in there, but tournament will be on us real soon, and then it's like you already alluded to, there's no more, we can get better next week. If we're not better when the tournament hits,
it's a lot of players' last game.
Then you might play your last game. And I've been doing this, like I've said several times on the air, 40 years, and nothing's more frustrating as a coach than to sit here and listen to a player say, well, I wish I'd have done this, and I wish I'd have done that, and boy, I wish I could do it over again. And why are you wishing? You got the moment now. Why would you wish for something you had the power to do to begin with? And that's always frustrating for me as a coach. And I don't get real emotional. You know, I know kids cry and get upset when their senior season's over, but I always look back and say, did you do everything in your power? If you did everything in your power and you played with every snap, with every ounce of energy you could possibly play, then I get it. But if you sit there and say, well, I could have done, then I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Consistency and execution are some really the main things I'll say of this season in general. That's been a real, not concern, but more something that needs to be worked on with this Warriors team. But like I said, some explosions have come out. They've looked great some games. They've looked meh some games, bad some plays. But all in all, this is a good Warriors team, a young team. Like we always say, some players are growing up, like you said, the Burrises, the Shanklins, the Finches, even some players that wasn't playing last season have come up and made some big-time plays like the Jordan Williams, the Anthony Dennison. So everybody's doing their thing. But on a coaching side, you know, setting up what needs to be done and just all in all trying to help execute the plan. So it's a game of checkers, I'd say.
Yeah, a game of chess, really. You know, they're coaching the guys at Lawrence North. Pat Mary and his staff are working just as hard as we're working. So it's not like there's an advantage that we get. So because they're not working or we're working, they're busting their butts. Their kids play hard. They got an unbelievable dual quarterbacks in Tanner and Montez, number 15 and number 1. Both can run, both can throw. So they're working really hard. So we've got to work really hard on our hand to find a way that our scheme takes advantage of maybe some of the things their scheme doesn't allow them to do. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the game. And then as you're going through the game and you're calling plays offensively, defensively, or special teams, you're trying to take advantage of maybe a situation where they're playing a kid that you can take advantage of, or I'm playing a kid that they're trying to take advantage of and gain an edge during the game. You know, and then with all things being equal, the team that usually has the fewest turnovers and fewest penalties is usually the team that comes out on top. And we've been knock on wood, we've been pretty good with the turnovers. We've only lost a couple fumbles, and we've only had 3 interceptions to date, which we're about a +5, +6 in the turnover margin right now. So we're pretty good there. Penalties have been a problem at times, but some of those penalties are just kids playing hard.
Yeah.
You know, they just get caught playing hard. Some of them are what we've turned on this radio show before, we call selfish penalties, late hit out of bounds, jumping off sides. Those are selfish because you've made the decision to do something you know is not right, and it's working for the other team's advantage instead of yours.